Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Are you the one?
Are you the one?
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we continue our series with journalists from the New York Ethnic Media with their takes on the presidential race in conjunction with WNYC's Feet in Two Worlds immigration series and the New York Community Media Alliance. With me today, Lotus Chow, chief reporter for the Tsing Tao Daily. Welcome to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the Tsing Tao Daily?
Tsing Tao Daily is a Chinese newspaper, which is pretty big. The headquarters is in Hong Kong, and we have 7 offices in United States and Canada.
And your circulation in New York is?
It's around 50,000 daily.
How many Chinese Americans are registered to vote in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut? Do you happen to know?
No, I just know that in Manhattan, Chinatown, that would be around 7,000.
7,000 in the Manhattan Chinatown area in particular?
Yes.
What's the history in recent presidential and mayoral elections of this population, would you say? What kinds of splits? Who did they go for and by how much?
I think they in Manhattan Chinatown is a lot of people half of them are Democrat, which is a new immigrant. The people that are more established, they are Republican.
The ones who are more established are more Republican, based primarily on economic interests, would you say?
Yes, it's economic interests and immigrant policy.
What kinds of immigrant policy leave an immigrant more pro-Democrat or more pro-Republican?
It's pro-Democrat.
Oh, in general, those who are concerned about immigration policy are more pro-Democrat.
Yes.
What percentage these days are from mainland China in New York or Hong Kong, and what percentage are from Taiwan?
I don't exactly have the number, but the new immigrant is most of all is from mainland China, and Hong Kong and Taiwan is less.
Now,
much less.
China itself has been an issue in the campaign.
Yes.
In so many ways: trade and labor standards with China, poison toys from China, global warming in China, China's role in Darfur. Are these important issues to readers of your paper?
Yeah, they concern it really much, because the poisoning toys is really hurt the image of the Chinese. So, you know, people really concerned. They put it in the newspaper almost every day.
So what side do your readers tend to come down on that issue? Is it that China's really doing egregious things and they need to improve their practices, or the United States and the media are picking on China?
Both of them. We cover both of them, because on one hand, you know, Chinese have a lot of to improve, because WTO, they open the market, they do have a lot of problem. But at the same time, the American media also pick on, you know, sometimes the survey is not that objective, and then they just pick on, you know, one issue and enlarge it.
We
do both, yes.
Well, here's another issue. The Olympics are coming to Beijing this summer, of course, and some of the candidates have been calling them the Genocide Olympics. Bill Richardson and Chris Dodd, I think, were especially outspoken because of China's relations with Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see this issue?
I think, you mean my point of view or the newspaper?
Well, you can give me both if you want.
Yeah, actually, everybody like put an eye on Olympic Games, because it really have a big influence in the whole China and even like Hong Kong, and, you know, politically and economically. But at the same time, some people think that, you know, the United States is really, you know, get into the, you know, Chinese government, you know, to handle the foreign policy. And it's like a big ego of, you know, America.
Big ego of America.
Yeah.
So
they like to dominate everything.
So again, it's this kind of U.S. is picking on China reaction.
Yes.
To the Darfur issue.
Yes.
Yeah. So of the various issues that we've spoken about, which ones do you think are most likely to actually motivate people to go to the polls? More the domestic ones, like immigration policy?
Economic policy. You know, people, if they are new immigrant, they just register as a voter, or they just came here for like less than 10 years, uh-huh. they still have a lot of family member or relatives in overseas, then they really, really care about the immigrant policy. But the people that already established here, or they already came here for a long, long time, then they really care about the economic.
Is there a high rate of naturalization among the Chinese immigrant population?
Yes.
Is there kind of community organizing around that? Is there a push to get people to be naturalized citizens?
Yes, we do. We do have a lot of different kind of community agency or civil organization. They will, you know, educate how vote is important for the community. They can voice out their voice, you know, from the vote. From the vote, yeah.
Yes, because they get more of a say in the democracy that way.
Yes, so that's why people are voting much more than before. But because the issue is sometimes it's so difficult for them, or because of their English, so sometimes they just follow the people that tell them how to vote, not because they really have an independent thinking.
What language does your paper publish in?
Chinese.
There are several.
Yeah, but the written Chinese is just one.
Oh, aha, uh-huh. I see. And of the different dialects or regional forms of Chinese, what are the dominant ones in the New York area?
You mean the people?
Uh-huh.
Right now, I think it's still from mainland China. People from mainland China is much more populated than the people come from Taiwan or Malaysia, Vietnam, and Hong Kong.
The people who come from mainland China,
mm-hmm.
is it harder for them to feel comfortable getting involved in politics because of the nature of political repression over there?
No, it really depends on what education background they are. If they like come here to study or graduate from some university in the United States, they are more educated, and then they will get more political.
Among those voting in the Democratic primary, you think there tends to be a favorite candidate? Clinton?
Yeah, they like Bill Clinton. It's because they're familiar with Hillary Clinton, because they're familiar with her.
As we've been hearing from so many of the reporters we've had from the ethnic newspapers mm-hmm. in this series this week, so familiarity with Clinton and unfamiliarity with Obama seems to be a huge motivator throughout immigrant New York.
Yes. Yes.
And on the Republican side?
In Republican side, they favorite Giuliani.
For the same reason.
Yes.
And if Giuliani is not viable by the time the New York primary comes, you think Chinese American Republicans will look at McCain or anybody else?
Yeah, maybe McCain, or maybe they switch to Hillary.
Switch to, I'm sorry?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, to Hillary. Oh, switch to the Democrats.
Yes.
Okay. Lotus Chow, chief reporter for the Sing Tao Daily, publishing in Chinese here in the New York area and around the country. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thank you.
We continue tomorrow with this series with journalists from the New York ethnic media with their takes on the presidential race in conjunction with WNYC's Feed Into Worlds Immigration Series and the New York Community Media Alliance.
Are you the one?
Are you the one?
You're the one.